Then beyond that, what were your first experiences on your own with police?
So I would say that the not that many, but I more than some. I can name 4 or 5 instances with police, and most of them have not been, probably corroborate more what my parents said than what my school was telling me, experience. And I can tell you, and you ready to
Yeah,
say,
I'm
okay,
ready.
sure. So for example, probably the one that stands out the most, or one of my top two, is I remember coming down one day from work. It was about 11:30 at night. I was driving down Kensington Avenue, and I go at this cross section, and as I'm crossing the intersection, this police car just flies across the intersection, and I hit it. So I hit it right on its passenger side door, and it was significant enough that it turns my car around to go look in the opposite direction. This it was under the L train, and so the police car hits the beam, and the windows shatter, and after an it takes a, you feels like forever, but I turn off the car, I sit there for a moment and compose myself, and I get out, and I go to the police car. And his door is open, and he's just, kind of laying in his seat. And I ask him if he's okay, and he says, he doesn't even say anything. He just looks at me. And within, I ask him again. He doesn't say anything. He's just looking at me. But you can tell that he could say something if he wanted to. Within 60
So he's not
seconds,
dazed.
he's not dazed. He looks maybe a little bit, but
Yeah.
he's just looking at me and just not having any conversation, just talking in through his the
Okay.
police monitor.
He is talking, just not to you.
Yeah, exactly. So then 60 seconds later, it's quickly, I'm surrounded by maybe 10 cop cars. It's just, maybe that's all, maybe like 6 cop cars,
Yeah, it's
but there were a
hard.
lot of cop cars. We were
Sure.
surrounded. The policeman comes up to me, and the one, he says, so here, why don't we come to the side and let's have a conversation. And they're taking care of him. And he's asking me, so what happened? And I said, well, listen, I'm coming through the light. He takes the light. He had no lights, he had no sirens. I hit him. And his questions were, actually, they weren't even questions or statements. And this is what hits me. He's like, so you were speeding? I was like, no, I wasn't speeding. I was going to average, whatever it was, 25, maybe miles an hour, 30 miles an hour. He's
Yeah.
like, okay, so.
Just
So
regular,
you,
don't know, whatever the speed limit
whatever
is
the
for that.
speed limit was, I wasn't, I had no knee. I was kind of just going along.
How old were you, by the way?
At that time I was 20,
20.
20
Okay.
years old. And then I, and then he says to me, then he says, so you're drinking? I'm like, no, I'm not drinking. I'm coming from work. And as I said, I told him I was a college student and I went to Temple, and
Did they take a breathalyzer?
no, they didn't. They didn't take any breathalyzer. He asked me, so are you doing drugs? And I was like, no, I'm, once again, I'm saying, and I'm feeling a little bit uncomfortable there. I'm
Yeah.
feeling like, no, I'm not doing drugs. I was not drinking. I was not speeding. I said,
Are they doing like the other drunk tests, like touch your nose, alphabet backwards, walk a line?
none of that.
None of that.
Then the next thing he says, well, I need you to come with me and sit in the car. And I ask him, I said, well, can I just call someone? And
Yeah.
so I call my girlfriend at the time to let her know where I was at. And he puts me in the back seat of the police car, maybe about, it was maybe away from the scene, maybe about like a, it's about like a quarter block away. And in the back of the police car, and he leaves. He says, this is standard protocol in a situation like this. We put you in the back, and but until the inspector comes and he processes, the scene. So I'm there and I'm waiting and I'm waiting, and I think all in all I was there for probably about an hour and a half. And but the when he comes, the police officer comes back, he says, are you okay? And I says, hey, can I go and speak to some of the people here? Because there were quite a few witnesses
Yeah.
on the scene. There were about 10 to 15 people that were waiting for the bus stop or just hanging around.
What time
People
of night
from,
was it, by the way?
it's about 11:30.
11:30.
Yeah. midnight around there. And he says, well, look, if you see, there's the police officer that's over there that's talking to that gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
He's getting the feel, and he's taking down all the information from everyone. He's taking down all the data. We'll have it all written down.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, could I just get out, though, just to go see? He's like, this is protocol. You have to stay here. So meanwhile, I go. I wait. An hour and a half later, everyone's gone. Other police are gone. And he says, okay, well, you know, you're free to go. We'll probably, at some point, somebody may get back to you. But it seems, you know, there's not much here. We'll have to process this. We'll get in touch or something. Meanwhile,
an hour and a half later.
And that was it.
As you've been sitting in the back of the cop car. Did you see lights? Did you hear sirens?
Right.
At the time of the accident?
Sure. So that's the thing, right? So here comes, there were no lights. There were no sirens. I had the green. Other people that came by around me and asked me if I was okay, mm-hmm. verified and told me, listen, we saw it. I couldn't believe he was racing so fast and that he took that red. Don't worry. And meanwhile, no one ever got back to me.
Mm-hmm.
They never came out, you know, nothing. So I went looking for the police report and it took a long time to get.
Well, and the other thing, when did the paramedics get there? Did you get any medical attention?
Actually, no. I guess you know what? I wasn't even thinking of that at the time, but I did tell him. He said, "Are you okay?" I said, "Yes, I feel okay."
Mm.
And he says, "Okay, well then, here, come to the back of the car," and that was it. There was no paramedics. No one came to really kind of assess how I was.
So an hour and a half, no paramedics. You're sitting in the back of a cop car.
Right.
All the witnesses that were there at the time are gone.
Right.
Exactly. All the police that showed up disperse.
All gone. They let me go. And then I guess the kicker on that was that when I looked at the police report, the police report said, and this is what shocked me because I guess I was looking for them to fix my car, to be mm-hmm. honest with you. I'm trying to go through the insurance. I felt like I was going to be, you know, I guess vindicated or something. Like, okay, listen, I'll make sure the guy was okay. But, and when I look at the police report says that I was coming down a closed construction zone, which I wasn't. What happened, there were some construction signs, but during the day they were working on the L.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I saw the police moving the construction, those signs that were on the side of the road, they moved it to the middle. I thought they were just blocking off because there was two vehicles that mm-hmm. were destroyed in the middle of the road. But on the police report, it says that I took a red light, that the officer was responding with an audible signal to a call.
Hmm.
And then this is even the bigger one, that there were no witnesses on the scene. And so everything on that police report just made it look as if I was in the wrong and that really there was no way for me to prove that. After I was told that the cop that was doing it, and I saw the police officer talking to people because people went up to him.
Right.
And that was it. No one ever came after me. No one ever called me. They didn't come after my insurance. They didn't. And I had no recourse to be able to get my car, which is the only thing that I owned really at that time, to get fixed. So that definitely did jade my perception. It kind of lent more towards where my parents were telling
right.
me. Yeah, than what school was saying. So that compounded on others, other situations as well.